Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Little Mark Knopfler and the Dire Straits bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. And when you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. I'm very excited about our good friend Ruth Sherman being back with us. She's a great member of our Brain Trust, the author of Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away, How to Persuade Anyone of Anything. And she's one of our top communication experts in the Brain Trust. Ruth, thanks again for hanging out with us. RuthSherman.com, right?
Yes, that's right. Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure. It's always fun.
And we're talking about telling stories. If you tell me a story, Ruth, the only way that it's going to work is if I drop my shields. If I allow myself to be receptive to your story. I can't be in a hurry. I can't be trying to get away. I can't be dismissive. I've got to be willing to be engaged. I've got to be willing to receive your story. And you've been observing this situation for a while lately, haven't you?
Yes, I have, Jim. And you know what I find is that, just like in a lot of other areas, people are so busy and they're so distracted by so much information that comes their way that I have found in my own storytelling work that I have had to be very cognizant of that when I am developing my stories and depending on the audience and doing an audience analysis, knowing who am I talking to? Who am I talking to? What kind of time do they have?
Right.
What is their interest, and how will my story, how I tell my story to get the biggest impact or to make sure that they receive it? Sorry, I don't mean to interrupt.
No. I was just going to ask you, have you figured out how to tell a story in 140 characters?
We have not. But we can keep our stories more concise. And it's very difficult, and I want to be clear about this for audiences because this is something my clients come to me for. It is very difficult to be objective about your own stories. I love my stories, too. Exactly. I love them too darn much, okay? And I love every word that's in them.
Yes.
And sometimes we need other people. In fact, often I need people to say, look, that story's too long. You don't need this. You don't need this. You don't need this. And you know what? They're right.
You know, there's another, I'll tell you something that helped me over the years is I grew up in sales. I came up in the marketplace in sales. And when I came up, if you couldn't tell a joke, you couldn't sell.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you brought that up.
The people my business customers, the purchasing agents, the plant engineers, plant managers, et cetera, they all like jokes. And if you didn't bring them a joke, you were in trouble. And my point is, if you're a good joke teller, you have to get it done quickly, and you get to get to the point and get to the punchline quickly. You can't ramble on and on. You know people who can't tell a joke because they can't get it finished. Storytelling is the same. Storytelling is the same way. You need to get to the point. It can't be 140 characters, but you need to try to get to the point. And if you do, people will be willing to listen to the next story.
Absolutely, Jim, and that is brilliant because what you bring up is so important, and that is the idea of being funny. You've got to have, and the kind of humor that works best, as you know, in storytelling is the self-directed humor.
Right.
What in your experience can you find that's ironic and funny and that people can connect with and say, oh my goodness, I'm not alone. She has that same problem, and she's able to laugh at it.
Right.
Yeah.
One of the things that if I run into someone and they say, oh, Jim, I listen to your show or I read your articles, I say, oh, you're the one.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Perfect comeback.
And folks, she's right. Ruth is right. If you can do that. But that's a little tricky. The humor thing can be tricky. But the thing about storytelling is it's got to be. You have to practice, and you have to be intentional about it, don't you?
Yes, you do. You have to practice. You have to be intentional. Here's the other thing, too, that I want to make sure people get from our conversation today, Jim. Don't let the good ones get away. It is okay to tell a story repeatedly for years and years and years.
Oh, I do.
Because,
oh, yeah.
Yep. Of course, the good storytellers know this. But people who are new to this get bored, and they think, oh, gosh, I can't say that story one more time. Or they don't want to hear it again. That's
mm-hmm.
wrong. They do want to hear it again.
Mm-hmm.
They suddenly become insiders, and they're giving the elbow to the person next to them and saying, hey, perk up. You got to listen to this. This is great. What's
can I
up?
Throw something out to the young people out there? Folks, when an older person who works, you're working with is trying to tell you something, they're trying to tell you a story probably, please be respectful of that. Please realize that they're taking their time. And you know, depending how old they are, Ruth, they may not have a lot of time left. Their time is very precious to them. They're taking their time and their interest to tell you a story. Don't just be respectful of it. Listen to them. Believe it or not, you actually might learn something.
You might learn something. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But you and I, Jim, we're going to live forever.
I don't know if I want to live forever, Ruth. Hey, Ruth, 20 seconds, last thoughts.
Yes. So my last thoughts are, start jotting down stories that happen to you on a daily basis. Keep what I call a content journal
yep.
or a swipe file, or both,
yeah.
for that matter. So tear those magazine pages out that you own, not magazines that are in the doctor's
mm-hmm.
office, by the way, and make sure that you start jotting down things or recording them. Use your voice recorder on your phone,
right.
whatever it takes to get that stuff down so you never again have to struggle for content.
I like it. And tell stories, lots of stories. They're powerful. Ruth Sherman, ladies and gentlemen. Ruth, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Will do. Thank you, Jim.
RuthSherman.com. Check out her website. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.